Trey Harris added 7 to 8 pounds of muscle this offseason, now plays at 215, and says the weight is already paying off. More interesting is what he said about his job. "Just finding my role. This year I'm being schemed a little more for sure." That is from Fredo Cervantes of the Sporting Tribune on August 8th, the same report in which Jim Harbaugh named Harris one of the team's top three receivers, with Ladd McConkey and Quentin Johnston. The June preview called this the gap between a coach's mouth and a rookie's tape. The tape said, fifth option, 30 catches for 324 yards across a full 16-game rookie season, under 3 targets a game, 8% of the team's targets. The mouth said, elite. Harbaugh's three elite receivers line, McDaniel saying he had more juice than expected. "Our read was that target volume is a receiver's identity and his identity so far was thin, but that we would not bet against a promotion either. With Keenan Allen's team-leading target volume off the roster, a new play caller, and a staff this publicly invested. August, we said, is where the mouth and the tape get reconciled. August is instead running both stories at once. The promotion evidence stacked higher this week, the added weight, the player's own account of being schemed for, another top three anointment. But there is a counterpoint in circulation. SI's Charger Report ran a piece headlined, "Chargers rookie Trey Harris battling erratic showings at training camp practices." We have seen only the headline, not the reporting underneath it, so weigh it accordingly. But it is the first tape-side pushback of the summer, and it points at exactly the thing the June Red said was unproven. Whether he can win reps consistently, not whether the staff likes him. Does the June read hold? Complicated. The staff's investment keeps deepening, which strengthens the promotion case, while the erratic practice thread revives the tape's counterargument, and no targets have been thrown in anger to settle it. The reconciliation we predicted for August has not happened yet. Both signals just got louder. Next week, first team snaps opposite McConkey when the starters play San Francisco, whether the erratic showings reporting firms up or fades, and his actual target count. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.